Coordination compounds, module 6 of 6. In this module, let us learn about bonding in metal carbonyls. There are so many metal carbonyls to the extent that full chapter of metal carbonyls is dedicated to inorganic chemistry, as it has great importance in the industry. These compounds are very stable, and this is because of the synergic bond between metal and the ligand carbon monoxide. The metal carbon bond in metal carbonyls possess both S and P character. Let's see how this is formed. The metal carbon S bond is formed by the donation of lone pair of electrons from the carbonyl carbon into a vacant orbital of the metal. Whereas the metal carbon P bond is formed by the donation of a pair of electrons from a filled d orbital of a metal into the vacant antibonding p orbital of carbon monoxide. This causes a synergic effect and it strengthens the bond between carbon monoxide and the metal. As you can see in the diagram, the pi bond, that is a p bond formed there, is between the electrons from the d orbitals of the metal into the antibonding pi orbital of the carbon monoxide. Whereas a sigma bond is formed between the lone pair of electrons of carbon monoxide to the empty d orbital of the metal. Talking about stability of coordination compounds, let's see how can you measure the stability. Okay, or it is measured by the degree of association between the ligand and the metals. So more strong the bond between metal and the ligands, more will be the stability of the compound. Let's take a reaction in which a metal forms bonds with four ligands, and we can write the step one by one where each ligand is joined to the metal atom. So we'll take one metal atom plus one ligand, you get a complex ML. For that we can write the stability equation, a stability constant K1, which is equal to the active mass of the complex upon the active mass of the reactants, that is metal and the ligand. Now when you add the second ligand, then you get a new stability constant, and when you add the third ligand, you get a third stability constant, and when you add the fourth, you get the fourth stability constant, K4. These are called stepwise stability constants. Alternately, if we sum this all up, we can get the overall stability constant beta, and beta is the product of all the stepwise stability constant. Now what is an instability constant? Therefore, this constant is actually the reciprocal of the stability constant beta, and this is the constant formed when the ligand dissociates into metal and the respective ligands. Now let's talk about the importance and application of coordination compounds. Coordination compounds play a very important role in various fields like the industry, the biological system in our body, and also in medicines and qualitative analysis. Okay, let's see one of the applications, that is testing the hardness of water. We use sodium ethylene diamine tetraacetate in a titration with the hot water. You can see here that the sodium ions are removed, and this complex, that it's a complexing agent, EDTA, it forms a complex around calcium 2 plus ions, thus trapping it. By titration, we can find out how much calcium ions are there in the hard water and thus determine the degree of hardness of the water. Now, it is also used in extraction process of certain metals. Like for example, the famous MacArthur cyanide process, in which extraction of silver is done, or we can rather say the purification of silver is done, by treating the silver salt with NaCN. Okay, NaCN helps to form a complex, that is sodium argentocyanide. And we can use zinc as a reducing agent, as it will reduce this complex to silver and itself form a complex of sodium tetracyanozincate. Hence, we can get pure silver from this process. Also, we can use in the purification of metal. One of the important process is called Mohn's process. And in this process, impure nickel is heated at a temperature 330-350 Kelvin with carbon monoxide. Only nickel forms a volatile complex, nickel carbonyl, whereas the impurities do not. And this nickel carbonyl can be easily decomposed at a little more higher temperature to give back pure nickel and carbon monoxide separately. Another importance is in biological systems. We have heard about chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is a coordination compound of magnesium, and you know that it is used in photosynthesis. As you can see here, magnesium is not a transition element, yet it is present in this coordination compound. In hemoglobin, iron metal forms a complex. This is called the porphyrin ring, which helps to attract oxygen molecules and it forms oxyhemoglobin. Another important biological compound is the vitamin B12, cyanocobalamin. And here, cobalt is a central metal atom. As you can see, the name vitamin B12 or B complex, you can see the structure is quite complex in itself. And it is used in the treatment for pernicious anemia. You can see tetrahedral zinc 2+ complex in carbonic anhydrase. And this is one of the biological catalysts in your body. Coordination compounds are also used as catalysts. One of the famous catalysts is Wilkinson catalyst, and it is used for the hydrogenation of alkenes. Here, we use triphenylphosphine rhodium chloride as the Wilkinson catalyst. Coordination compounds are also used in black and white photography. That is, the developed film is first fixed by washing it with hypo solution, which dissolves the undecomposed AGBr to form a complex ion. And therefore, we can convert the negative to a developed film. Also, these are used in medicines. One of the most famous is cisplatin. This is diamine dichlorido platinum 2 complex, and it is effective to inhibit the growth of cancer tumors. There are even more many applications of coordination compounds, and you will be coming in contact with them in your daily life. We come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.